current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now. For how much longer? Violence erupted outside the illegal settlement of Adi Ad when settlers opened fire and injured 30 Palestinians by the Palestinian village of Al-Mughir, leading to the death of 38-year-old Hamdi Nassan, husband and father of four. The Zionist response to the attacks was predictable, including setting up blockades and preventing mourners from reaching the burial site. But their response was not surprising, nor was the response from the rulers of neighbouring countries, all of which have armies capable of responding to the aggression against their Muslim brothers and sisters. Time and again, the rulers of the Muslim countries in the region have demonstrated their tacit approval of the Zionist state and its criminal actions. Rather than unleash their arsenals against the occupiers, they unleash empty statements, hollow rhetoric, and crocodile tears. Internally, the Muslims of Palestine are represented by the Palestinian Authority, a defunct organization which once promised to liberate Palestine, now having exposed its true role to liquidate Muslim land to the Zionist occupiers and pave the way for a two-state solution that recognizes the legitimacy of the very occupation they once swore to uproot. The Palestinian Authority now negotiates with the occupying, settling entity, submits to international law, and even is changing the Islamic curriculum in the schools to be more secular and less Islamic, all in accordance with the Western plan. It is the same authority that is not trusted by the people, as shown by the protests against the social security laws in January this year. Whilst the Zionists openly spill the blood of the Muslims in Palestine, it is the Palestinian Authority that cannot be trusted with the future generations nor the wealth of the citizens of Palestine. The continued reality of Palestine is that it is a blessed land that has been betrayed by the Muslim rulers in the surrounding countries, but also by those who have assumed authority within its borders. We should ask, for how much longer do we have to wait for these traitors to leave this treachery? They have succumbed to the colonial plan to make the Zionist Jewish state a dagger in the heart of the Ummah. If only, rather than standing by idly, making secret deals and backdoor negotiations, the rulers of the Muslim world united under Islam and exposed the hollowness and real weakness of the occupying state. For how much longer do we have to wait for a sincere army to liberate Palestine and unite it with the rest of the Ummah under the leadership of Islam? Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.